Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Sitting down with Coach Belichick now. Coach, before we get into this week's game against the Redskins, you guys had a tough couple weeks there. Four games in 19 days, 2-5, two big divisional wins to kind of wrap things up at the end of that. How proud of you or of your football team is how they responded through that tough stretch?
Yeah, you know, they did a good job. I thought, particularly in the Miami game, that was a tough week. It was a short week, obviously, and I thought the players really dove in and did a lot of great preparation work on the Dolphins, and that paid off for us in the game. So, you know, our guys have worked hard all year. I don't really have any issues with, you know, the team's work ethic or the way they've tried to prepare. So hopefully we can keep that going.
I've talked to you about this before, third and long. And there you are. You're on your first drive again to start the game. You have a third and 16. You hit a screen pass to Deion Lewis. Do you address this in practice, situationally speaking? Like, hey, guys, this is what we're going to do, third and long. And you really don't have a play for that. But do you kind of have a thought process as to what you'd like to attack there?
Right. Well, depending on what we think we're going to get from the team. And, you know, there's a few options. Yeah. I mean, basically you get, you know, zone. Some teams will try to press you into short throw. Or, you know, if they're a man team, then they'll play what they play. But whatever we're expecting, we try to have, you know, a couple, two, three plays that'll, you know, give us a chance to attack that. As you know, the problem with that long yardage is, you know, you can only get usually one or two receivers down that far. Whereas if it's third and two, you got, you know, any one of five guys could get it, and plus possibly even run the ball in that situation. So just have fewer options in that long yardage. You got to pick out, you know, which one gives you the best chance, you think, and, you know, hope that you can convert it.
All right, after this next game, obviously you'll be at the halfway point. Trade deadline's gone. No big moves were made. You made some moves to acquire Bostic, Hicks in the past. You're getting some guys back. Stork's going to be coming back. LaFell seems to have picked things up. How do you like your football team where it sits?
Well, I think we still have a long way to go. You know, as you said, not even halfway through the season. So I think there are a lot of things we can do better, things we can coach better, things we can perform better and execute better and try to just tie it all together. We certainly have a lot better understanding of what some of our players can do and how they mesh together than we did, you know, 6-7 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I think that's an advantage for us that we've got to be able to try to take advantage of from a coaching standpoint, how to increase the production from the guys that, you know, we feel like we can increase it from, and, you know, how to kind of protect maybe the areas that we haven't been as productive in, or, you know, our weaknesses, if you will, or improve them so that they aren't weaknesses.
All right, you got the Washington Redskins. You know, we've gone through this with Dallas. It's not a familiar opponent. But you did have the joint practices, you know, a summer ago. Can you go back to those to look at them? I mean, it's the same head coach. There are some same personnel, you know, guys down there. How much will you take out of what you did in those joint practices? And it works both ways for them, too.
Yeah, well, I definitely think there are some things that can be, you know, gained from that. But at the same time, I think, you know, Bill Callahan coming in on the offensive side of the ball has, you know, changed their running game from where it was last year. They have a new defensive coordinator, you know, Joe Barry replacing Jim Haslett. So, and they have a number of new players on their team as well, particularly at the quarterback position. Not that he's new, but, you know, Griffin was taking the snaps and we were down there. So I think there are enough differences and enough times gone by that there's some familiarity, but I wouldn't, you know, put it in the high category. So, we'll have to, you know, we really have to concentrate on what they've done this year and who they've kind of become with some of their, you know, important decision makers who have changed and also some of their key players.
All right, you've played several teams this year that have had some quarterback issues, and you look around the league, you know, some guys go to this guy, they flip back and forth. Kirk Cousins, you mentioned Kirk Cousins. There's enough of him on tape now, especially for them to say, hey, this is our guy, and they've made the move to go to him. How's he look?
Good. You know, I think he gives them a lot of versatility. You know, he's a smart guy. He gets them into the right place. He's got good quickness in the pocket. He's able to slide and move in there. Doesn't get sacked very often. So there aren't a lot of negative plays there. And he gets the ball to all his receivers, the tight ends, the receivers, all the receivers, the running backs. I mean, they've all caught a lot of balls. And, you know, I'm sure with Jackson coming back, I mean, there's another weapon for him. So he does a good job of spreading the ball around, and they don't have a lot of bad plays. And so, you know, I think from that standpoint, they've done a good job.
When you flip on the tape, do you see physicality from them being in the NFC East? We're going to see the Giants in a couple weeks. You already played Dallas. Do they have to be a tough team to play in that division, regardless of the record?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I'd say that, you know, the two areas of real strength for the Redskins are the running game and their run defense. And, of course, they lead the league in short yardage defense. They're a tough team to run against. They run the ball well. They've got great backs, you know, good tight ends, good backs, you know, good offensive line, and a good defensive line and good linebackers. So they're pretty physical in that part of the game, and we've got to do a good job of, you know, standing up to that and holding up to it.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Mike in Marshfield. Nice little South Shore town right there.
Sure.
Wants to talk about coaching. There's a lot of coaching issues in the league, and there isn't a lot of patience with organizations where you hire a coach, some guys get popped, next guy's in. Is it a tough time for coaches? Do you feel a lot more pressure? Not necessarily you, but you look at the rest of the league where it's the pressure to win right now, and how heavy is that on a coach?
Well, I think, you know, pressure is kind of what you make it yourself, and that's, you know, you know in the type of a job that you did. If you did it all, if you feel like you're doing all you can do, and, you know, the results don't always work out, but you got to feel, you know, that you're doing your part. And I'm sure that most coaches feel that way. You know, I think the league's got a lot of hardworking guys in it. But you're right, it's hard. I mean, there was a time when you felt like you had 3-4 years to build a team.
Get your system in, yeah.
Yeah, now you have, you know, not much more than a year, sometimes not even a year, but in a lot of cases a year, year and a half. And so that forces you to make decisions on a different time frame than you might make them otherwise. So, but, yeah, it's not a – I don't know if that's conducive, but, you know, those aren't my decisions.
All right, that's a really good answer, Coach. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter. That's @Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. That's the guy. Bellastrator later in the show. Washington, what are we going to look at?
You know, offense, defense, and they're explosive in the kicking game, too.
All right, sounds good. Coach will be back later in the show with the Bellastrator, but first, more of All Access right after this.